Blog Talk Radio.
And we give God praise again for each and every one of you. We bless the Lord for you. Glory to God. Amen. For those of you that are praying for us, for those of you that keep the PNN before the Lord, we thank God for you. We thank God for all of our speakers that come to the line. We bless the Lord because we realize there's so much more that so much you can be doing. And for those of you that are coming to listening in, we realize there's more that you can be doing, but you have elected to come and be with us, to fellowship with us here on the Prayer News Network Global. So we give God thanks and we give God praise tonight again for each of you. People of God, we want to ask you, if you will, go ahead and invite someone to come. Invite someone to come on and be a part. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, if we don't ask them, a lot of times they get busy in their own schedules. But we want the PNN to be a part of their schedule. So we're asking you again to go ahead and invite them to come, people of God. Listen, and it's not about the numbers, but we're trying to get this word out. We're trying to get this gospel out. We're trying to get it out to the people that someone will hear, so that someone will know that there is a lifeline in the earth, and the PNN is one of those lifelines. So we just want them to come and hear this word. Glory to God. Perhaps there is a word that will give them strength, a word that will deliver, a word that will touch their hearts, a word that will touch their minds, that they will be transformed. Glory to God. Right here on this line, God can do it. All it takes is one word from the Lord, and it can change our lives forever. So we bless God on tonight. We thank him on tonight. We thank you, thank you, thank you again. Thank you for tuning in with us. We bless the Lord for you. Glory to God. Each of you, we bless the Lord for you, and we are indeed excited. Amen. We're excited about tonight. We're excited about every night, because the Lord always does something different. But we open our hearts and we open our minds. We open our spirit to hear what thus saith the Lord. And people of God, we don't come bringing trash. We don't come bringing anything that's not going to edify and build up the body of Christ. But we mean Jesus, and we mean Jesus all the way. Glory to God, because we know, glory to God, that it's not by our might, nor is it by power, but it is by the Spirit of the Lord God. So we give him thanks and we give him praise for all that he's doing. We're thanking for all that he has done. Glory to God, all that he's doing and all that is yet to be done. We thank him for the manifestation. So we give God thanks. We give him praise. We can't praise him enough, people of God. If we had 10,000 tongues, it would not be enough to give God praise for the great things that he is doing. So we want to go ahead and prepare for the word on tonight. We always prepare, glory to God, by going to the throne of grace and asking the Lord to forgive us of our sins and that he will sanctify us, people of God, so that the word can fall on good ground. We want it to fall on good ground. We want to hear this word. We want to hear what thus saith the Lord, and we don't want anything to choke it out. We don't want anything to choke out the word, glory to God. So we always prepare by, glory to God, sanctification of the line. And then afterwards, people of God, we will have a scripture reading. We'll have our sanctification of the line by missionary Dorothy Fan. And then immediately after that, we will have a scripture by Sister Mary Holland. And people of God, we're going to dive right into our get word on tonight. We know that God has some great things for us. We want you to get your pencil and your paper and get ready, get prepared to hear what the Lord will say. Get prepared to hear what the Lord will say. Get rid of all of the distractions. Get rid, glory to God, turn the TV off, glory to God, turn that phone off, glory to God, turn it all off, shut it all down, because the Lord, glory to God, has come to meet us here, And we want to give him our undivided attention on tonight. So if you will, people of God, again, go ahead and invite a couple of people, two or three people, four or five people. Go ahead and invite some people. Invite some people that you have not invited. Glory to God. Go ahead and invite some people that have perhaps not been on the line. Go ahead and invite them, people of God, because we want them to hear what thus saith the Lord. And at this time, we're going to give time. Glory to God. We're going to have our prayer by missionary Dorothy Fan. And then immediately after her, we're going to have Sister Mary Hollins, who's going to come with our scripture for tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise Him.
Praise the Lord. The song says, where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if he didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if he didn't care? Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, but I'm glad, so glad he did. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord God. Glory to your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this day, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thanking you right now, Lord God, for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you right now, Lord God, for your love, for your kindness towards each and every one of us. We come this day in the name of Jesus, asking you to look upon us tonight, Lord God, and have mercy this day. We ask you right now, Lord God, to look upon us and move, Lord God, in a mighty way tonight, Lord God. We ask you to look upon us, Lord God, and look beyond our faults today, Lord God, and see our needs this day, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come today, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, for all iniquities, Lord God, for all our transgressions. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, in a mighty way tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come asking you, Lord God, just to touch us right now, Lord God, from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. We come asking you right now, Lord God, just to have your way in our lives tonight, Lord God. We ask you this day, Lord God, just to let the words of our mouth, Lord God, the meditation of our heart, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to let it be acceptable, Lord God, in your sight tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this night just to move on each and every one of us, Lord God, every heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, giving you the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you right now, Lord God, because we don't know where we would be, Lord God, if you hadn't sacrificed your life, Lord God. And we're so glad you did, Lord God. We're so glad you did, and we thank you for it right now. We magnify you for it. We lift you up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, in a mighty way tonight, Lord God. We ask you to have your way, Lord God, that your will be done. In the name of Jesus, we come, Lord God, asking you this night, Lord God, to touch us, Lord God, where we need to be touched, Lord God. Lift us up, Lord God, where we need to be lifted, Lord God. Strengthen us, Lord God, where we are weak, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking you this night, Lord God, to save, Lord God, save the lost souls, Lord God. Save that young boy, that young girl, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you this day, Lord God, just to move, Lord God, like no before, Lord God, on the land. We ask you to touch our ears, touch our hearts, Lord God, to hear what the Spirit is saying unto us this night. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, just to Help us, Lord God, to endure, Lord God, as a good soldier, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come asking you, Lord God, to move right now, Lord God, on the speaker tonight, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you this day, Lord God, just to bless us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We asking you this night, Lord God, to move on. Look on Minister Bradley tonight, Lord God. We asking you to touch her. We asking you to bless her. We asking you to strengthen her in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Continue leading God, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just thank you right now. We just glorify you right now. We just lift you up right now because truly, Lord God, you are worthy. And, Lord God, we're so glad that there's none like you in all the earth. And we thank you so much. We magnify you, Lord God. We glorify you. We lift you up this night in the precious name of Jesus. We pray and we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Lord God. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Just give it honor to God, to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to Evangeline Bradley, to our speaker for tonight, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer war, and to each of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from the 14th chapter of John, the 15th through the 27th verse. A little insight. Jesus promised that another advocate, the Spirit of Truth, would be with his disciples after he was no longer physically used only by John is a word with legal connotation, a bit like a defense lawyer or counselor. Jesus' words suggest that he was an advocate and teacher to his disciples while on earth. After Jesus' resurrection and ascension, the Spirit would continue this work. 1 John 2:1 points to an inseparable relationship between Jesus and the Spirit as advocates for believers in Jesus. Here we are told we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. 15 verse. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive, because it sees him not. Neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall also live. At that day, ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas said unto him, Not Iscariot, Lord. How is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not, keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the word giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I read to you the 14th chapter of John, the 15th through the 27th verse. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his holy word.
Amen, amen, amen. Glory be to God. We bless the Lord, amen, for that prayer on tonight. Glory to God for the scripture reading on tonight. People of God, let not your heart be troubled. Glory be to God. We know that the Lord is already, as was stated, he's already come. He's already laid the foundation. He's already opened up the way. And people of God, we can cast our cares upon him, for truly he cares for us. So we bless God tonight. Amen. Again, if you would, go ahead and invite a couple of people to come to the line, to come to be with us on tonight. We're excited for all that the Lord is about to do, which is already preordained. It's already set. Glory to God. He already knows who's on the line. He knows who's coming to the line. Glory to God. He knows. He knows, glory to God, already what he's going to say unto his people. So we bless the Lord tonight, for the Lord has a capable and willing vessel on tonight. We're grateful for this woman of God coming to us by way of Nassau, Bahamas. We're grateful for it. Amen. We're grateful that the Lord has placed her here, across our path at this point in time. Truly, it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. People of God, we want you to prepare your hearts on tonight again. Go ahead and get your pencil and your paper. Word to God. Get everything that you need to be attentive to what the Lord will say unto us on tonight. We are traveling to Troy / Banks, Alabama. Glory be to God there. Amen. There is a woman of God who truly loves the Lord, loves the people of God. She is an evangelist in her own right. She coming to us by way of Jerusalem Temple, Evangelistic Pentecostal Church. Glory to God, the headquarters of the EPC, amen, Evangelistic Pentecostal Church Nation. People of God, we want you to receive tonight his messenger, none other than the prophetess Sharon Duncan. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Bless the name of Jesus tonight. It's a blessing to be back in your sharing one more time. To lift up the name of Jesus and to give him thanks. He is worthy. Hallelujah. Tonight of every praise, he is worthy. Tonight of every glory. We can never, ever give him what he is, what is due to him. I heard Evangelist say she had 1,000 tongues, but I believe tonight if we have up to a trillion, up to a billion tongues, we will never be able, glory be to God, tonight to give him what he deserves. And so I do honor him tonight. I bless him. I bless him for this prayer line, for Evangelist Bradley, and the leadership protocol has been established already. I do honor my Pastor Lindsay tonight and all of you from every nation, every city, every state, every island, wherever you are from tonight. I greet you in the precious name of Hallelujah, Jesus of Jesus. Glory to God. Almighty God, our soon coming King. And I'll waste no more time, but I'll get into the word. Before I do that, let us pray. Father, I give you thanks tonight for your word, that your word would come forth with clarity, God, that you would loose your anointing to saturate and permeate this atmosphere. Release your presence over this line. Release ministering angels that would reach into the hearing of your people. Oh, God, that we would give our ear unto you for these couple minutes in the name of Jesus, that you, God, the Holy Ghost tonight would be the speaker. In the name of Jesus, back me on the side that you would come forth. Sit me down and rise yourself up tonight. Hallelujah, Jesus, decrease me so that you could increase, God, because you are speaking, God, and give us the air to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. And we do give you thanks, and we bind the will of the enemy and into any interference and interruption. Hallelujah, any assignment over this line tonight, we cancel it. Satan, we command you to behave in the name of Jesus, and we bring your works to naught in Jesus' name. Bless his name. Tonight, people of God, I will be dealing with you with oneness in the body of Christ. Oneness in the body of Christ. How many know tonight that we are stronger and we are much better if we come together? Bless his name. Tonight I come to encourage us to come closer together. Don't we see the enemy raging and so much division has come into the body of Christ? Don't we see it happening? There's war. There's a war going on, and it's not a natural war. We got to understand that we're dealing with principalities and powers and the rulers of the... Hallelujah tonight, God. And the rulers of the darkness of this world and spiritual wickedness that is in high places.
So we've got to come closer together, that God will bind us together with cords of love that cannot be broken. Our celestial intercessor, S.T. James, he left us with that word. He left us with the word that we are better and we are stronger together. Bless his name. And the word of God says in Matthew chapter 12 and 25, and Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Division is not just a word. It's a demonic assignment. It's a demon that is risen from the pit of hell, from the kingdom of Satan. Division is a demon. Don't just think, oh, it's a word. It's a demonic force, a sign. And Jesus is clearly telling us tonight that if a kingdom is divided, it cannot stand. And Satan, that's his plan, to bring division in the body of Christ, to bring division in your homes, to bring division in marriages, to bring division on the jobs, wherever we are, our children fighting and fussing. Division, that's his job, to keep us divided, because he knows if you can come together, you will do great exploits for the kingdom of God. He knows, hallelujah, tonight, God, if we come together, glory be to God, we'll tear Satan's kingdom down. The Bible says one can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to flight. Unity is what God is looking for. Bless his name. If any two touch, and if we touch and agree of anything in this earth, he said, I will do it in heaven. Bless his name. Mark chapter 3 and 25 says, if a house be divided against itself, that house cannot stand. If you have a lot of things going on in your house and no one is on one accord, you're going to find there is great dissension. All kinds of things are going to be happening because it's a plot of Satan to keep division going. He has a demon, demonic force, an agent called division. Luke chapter 11 and 17 says, but he knowing their thoughts, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said unto them, every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and a house divided against a house cannot stand. And so if you have ministries fighting against ministries, this house of God fighting against that house of God, this Christian fighting against that Christian, how can we stand? And the Satan is steadfast, laughing at us. We're fighting each other. The Bible said our fight is not against flesh and blood. Ephesians chapter 6, starting from verse 10. You hallelujah tonight, God. Yes, Lord. Oh, God, I hear you. We wrestle, oh, glory to God tonight. We don't wrestle against each other, but against principalities and powers. We got to understand who the enemy is, the rulers of the darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness sitting in high places, right in the church, right in leadership, right in the body of Christ, dealing with wickedness. Luke chapter 12 and 52 says, for from henceforth there shall be five in one house, divided, three against two and two against three in one house. Listen to what God is saying tonight. You can see this not only in the church house, but in your own house. People are not talking to each other, gossiping about each other, backbiting, looking in your face and smiling, and they can't stand you. Bless his name. A fake smile, wearing a mask. And all of this division is going on when Jesus is getting ready to come soon. He is getting ready to come soon, and Satan knows that his time is short. So he's like a roaring lion walking up and down in this house, seeking whom he may devour. We just came out of the Feast of Tabernacles, where in our ministry celebrate, it points us toward the coming of the Lord. We are preparing for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, people. So he expects us, glory be to God, to be on one accord. He expects his people, his church. We got to understand the people belong to God, especially if you're in a leadership position, as an apostle, as a prophet, a pastor, whoever. whatever you want. The church belongs to God. The people belong to God. It is his body to be, and he wants his body to be unified, to be fitly joined together, to get stronger, especially in this last hour. The one thing that I discovered while looking at this message that stood out to me the most is love. What God told me to tell us is that it is going to take real agape love to be the foundation of oneness, glory be to God, and to gather us. It's going to take us loving each other for real. No fake love, pretending. Too much hypocrites are in the body of Christ pretending as if they care and they really don't. We're looking at oneness. What is the definition of oneness? It means the fact of state of being unified or becoming whole through no compromise of two or more parts, the oneness of man and nature. The second point is the fact or state of being one in number, belief in the oneness of God. Then it's talking about being one in number. So what it says is that there are many members in the body of Christ, but we are one. And we've got to start seeing each other as one. The next point is belief in the oneness of God. If we believe that there's one God, then why we are so divided? Why is it that we can't come together and be as one in the body? It's because our mindset is not in the right place. Our minds are running all over the place. Hallelujah. And just evangelist talked about division and distraction. And that's what the enemy does, bring distraction, because our minds start to be confused and be thinking that this one don't like me. But the Bible says if your brother have ought against you, you go to that person and you make it right. No basis to come to you. It's time to get it right. That's what God is saying, because he's ready to come. Another definition of unity in the Strong's Concordance, or Strong's definition, it said oneness, that is unity. It basically is telling us the same thing. And another definition we have here, to frame together a part of a building, the member of the body. Bless his name. So where there is no oneness, no unity or togetherness, there is no strength, and the house will never stand. You look at the world system. You look at how the world come together. The alcoholics will come together, and they will share their drinks and get drunk together. Hallelujah, Jesus. You watch the dope addicts or those who use any type of drug. They want to let somebody else taste their joint or share their cigarettes. They show a love among each other, even though they are not serving God as we are. And so God is speaking now. He said it's time for the body to be fitly joined together. God is a God of order and completion. Glory to God tonight. He showed us in his word there are seven unities to be kept. God showed me seven unities to be kept, and that is found in Ephesians chapter 4:4-6. The first one he pointed out, there is one body. God only have one body. It may be many, many, many churches worldwide, maybe thousands, tens and millions of churches. But when he looked down, he see one body, one people, because it's one blood that his blood was shed to make us one, to bring us together. It's the blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to God tonight. It's the oh, Jesus tonight. Yes, God, I hear you. It's the blood of Jesus that brings us together on one accord. The blood of Jesus runs through every one of our veins if we have the Holy Ghost tonight. It's the Holy Ghost, one spirit, that is bringing us together. The second point is one spirit. There's no different spirit. There's one Holy Ghost that works in billions of people. Because he is only one God that works in his spirit that he placed on the inside of us. The third point is, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. One hope of your calling. We are called in one hope. All of us have the same hope. And that hope is to make it to heaven. That hope is to see God's face, and he is ready to come. But the body of Christ is so messed up and so divided. Glory to God is fighting and bickering, and oh God, so much is going on. destroy the body of Christ. That's when God needs us to come together. We don't need to break off running from the church if trouble break out. That's when God needs us to come together and pull down the stronghold and begin to pray and begin to do warfare for the church and for the leadership. The fourth point is there's only one Lord, and his name is Jesus Christ, who is God. One faith. There ain't no different faith. And if you don't have that faith that God is looking for to believe God, then something is wrong somewhere. But he said, I only give you one faith. The sixth point is one baptism. And that baptism is in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people say the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. What is the name of the Father? What is the name of the Son? And what is the name of the Holy Ghost? He's looking for a name. Holy Ghost, Father, and Son. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they are titles of God. But he said, we want you to be baptized and his Son in the name of Jesus, because that's the only way your sins can be washed away. And people might have a problem with it, but it's biblical. Look in Acts chapter 1 and read it. It talks about those who are baptized under John's baptism. But John and Peter them say, you need to get baptized over in the name of Jesus to take away your sin. You got to repent first and then baptize and then your sin. And so in order for the sins of others, of our sins to be washed away, we've got to take away the name of Jesus. And it says, right here, and then one God and one Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. So it's just one God with all these different manifests, but we have so much going on in the body of Christ that the devil is blinding us from coming together, because he knows if God could get us together like an army, oh Holy Ghost tonight, if he could just get us together like an army, we would tear the kingdom of Satan down, souls would be delivered. People would be set free. They would find themselves to the house of God. They would want to come to the house of God. But what they're hearing and what they're seeing is discouraging them. And so the pews are empty while the ballroom is full, while the dance hall is full, while the room is full, whatever they're doing out there is full, because they're working together while we are pulling asunder. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that is the man Christ Jesus. One God and mediator. And that mediator is Jesus, who is interceding, pleading to God for us. We should have been dead. We have no reason to be alive because of the mess we did and the sin that we committed. But Jesus, who is standing like a lawyer, a mediator between us and God, pleading our cases, pleading on our behalf. So it's just one mediator, one God. You'll find in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and 4, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. The Lord our God is one Lord. Almighty God, Elohim, El Shaddai, whatever your seeds and fish to call him, he is Lord. He's just one Lord. Mark chapter 12, 29 to 32 says, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. What God is saying, you got to love me with everything that you have inside of you. Nothing should take my place. And when we have God inside of us that way, then we will be peacemakers. And when we see the vision come, and if we are sensitive to the Spirit of God, rather than going and talking and helping the problem spread more worse than it is, we will be the one to try and bring people together and say, come on, let's just fix this. And if they refuse to listen, then you have done your part. But what God says, it's going to take love. And, oh, my God, to bring us together. And he said, the second is like, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is no other commandment greater than these. God has a lot of commandments, but he's telling us tonight there's no higher tonight, Jesus, glory to God. There's no other commandment that he gave upon the face of the earth that is greater than loving one another. And we got to get it together in the body of Christ, whether we feel like it or not. He said to love your enemies. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're naked, clothe them. If he's telling us to love our enemies, what do you think he expects us to do in the body of Christ? The minute somebody offends us, we get mad and we leave the church. We get mad and we stop singing in the choir. We stop speaking. That is what the enemy wants. Is rejoicing when we get to the point where we can't tolerate each other, where we can't stand each other, that we have a differences of opinion, if that means that we need to come together and show love. He said this, no other commandment is greater than you love, than we love. Love will cause unity to break down every force, every barrier, every stronghold. Every opposition, every satanic attack, every satanic altar, whatever the witches and warlocks have planned, because they are on an assignment to divide the body of Christ. Their assignment is to come up against leadership. Their assignment, and guess what? They use people to do it because they need a body to work through to get their job done. The secret God needs a body in the earth to accomplish, like I'm preaching, he needs me to do it. He needs you to do what he called you. Do. Satan needs his people because he's a spirit, so he has agents to people that he's using in the form of witches and warlocks that are causing division, and we're so blinded that we can't even see that is not my brother and my sister that is hurting me, but it's Satan himself. Malachi chapter 2, hallelujah to 9 and 10. Have we not all one father? Had not one God created us? God is asking us the question. Don't we have one Father? Only one Father we have, and that is Jesus. Had one God created us? Is Jesus one God? He created us. He is the Father. Why do we do treacherously every man against his brother by profaning the covenant of the Father? So he's asking us, why are we treating each other so horribly? Why are we against each other the way we are against each other in the body of Christ? Hallelujah. Glory to God. If we are one, then why is there no vision? And that's a question God asked me. Why is there no vision? Why don't we treat everyone the same and groups in the churches? We have favoritism in the churches. We handle this person, but I wouldn't talk to the other person. Glory to God. And if God is using somebody, we get jealous. Hallelujah, Jesus. So make yourself available and he can use you just like that. We have a problem and it brings division. It takes us to show real love for each other, to be on one accord, to be better together. And tell that real love, glory to God, tonight. Jesus, help me, and tell that real love is manifested. We can never be better together. We can never be on one accord. We have groups in the church and cliques in the church, and the pastor have his favorites, and those who are moving are sitting down, and those who are gifted are being used. Glory be to God. They sit down, the ones that are gifted, and looks that they're anointed, and the ones who are anointed are sitting down because they're not their favorite. There's so much favoritism. God is not partial. He doesn't have favorites. He loves all of us the same. He gave us different gifts, but he loves us the same. John chapter 10 and 30 says, bless his name, I and my Father are one. Jesus and God is the same person. They are working together. If Jesus had put himself away when he was in the earth and said, I'm not working with God no more, then what would have happened to us? You think he would have died on that cross? Because if the God be said, Father, if it's possible, please take this cup of suffering from me. I can't take it. His flesh was tired. His flesh cried out for the Lord. So he said, nevertheless, if only that means about you, let your will be done. Why? Because he was on one accord with the Father. And his whole mission, even from the age of 12 years old, he told his parents, I must in unity of spirit in the bond of peace. Glory be to God. When there is no peace, there can never be oneness. God is speaking to the body of Christ. He's endeavoring to keep the unity. We're talking about unity tonight. We're talking about oneness tonight. Glory be to God. He said, keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. How do we do it? It's going to take the Holy Ghost to bring that peace. And if we have the Holy Ghost, we shouldn't be troublemakers. We should be peacemakers. Kind and tender-hearted toward each other. We should feel the burden of that person. We should have so much discernment that when their brothers and sisters are hurting, we can discern they need help. Without even having to ask, even if you need to ask, can I help you? Do you have a problem? Do you need some food? Do you need some gas for your car? Do you need me to help you pay your bills? What can I help you with? We don't do that in the body of Christ because we are more closer to our natural family than we are to the people of God that are our brothers and sisters. And that is so sad. But God is saying tonight, when there is no peace, there will never be oneness. Psalms chapter 133 and 1 says, a song of David, a song of the grief of David, behold how good and pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. He said it is pleasant and good for when you come together to worship God in unity. Even if you're just assembling in a small group, how pleasant it is together. It is the word unity, which means oneness. We may come together, but there's still some division because someone's mind may not be where you are. The people in the church today look like they're with you, but their mind may be on the other side of town. Some people may come to church and pulling down service and pulling down what is happening in the service and speaking against what is going on because they are not together with the church. So they are present, but their mind is saying something else. We are not being honest and real with ourselves and the way we feel toward each other. Hallelujah, tonight we need to, first of all, glory be to God tonight, repent. Anybody in this life tonight, you know you have a problem with somebody. I don't care if it's in your church, in your house, on your job. God said this is the time to check ourselves and repent, because if you die in that state, you're going to lose your soul. Because God said, oh my God, he's a God of forgiveness. Unforgiveness is one of the greatest sins in the body of Christ and worldwide. Unforgiveness of many people in the grave, many people in prison, many, oh glory to God, Jesus help us tonight. We need to repent, go and confess our sins to one another. That's the Bible. Then come together and make it right. Division is a demonic force sent to destroy the body of Christ. We got to understand that this is a demon, a fierce demonic force on the loose, and it's going to intensify as we get closer to the coming of the Lord. It's going to get worse, and if we don't catch ourselves, we are going to wreck ourselves. Colossians chapter 3 and 13 says, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity. He's talking about love. This is the bond of perfectness. Perfectness. Charity and peace would bring us into perfection. We got to be, oh God, help us tonight to get this thing together, Lord. 1 Corinthians 1 and 10 says, now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye all speak the same things. He said, speak the same things, and that there be no division among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind, in the same judgment. Glory be to God. And so this scripture is very important to the body of Christ, because God is sick and tired of all the fussing and the fighting, the flesh. So much flesh is in the body of Christ. So much carnal minded people operating of their natural mind and not operating by the Spirit of God is causing a lot of foolishness to go on in Christ. And a lot of people don't even take time to study the word to see what God is saying, to understand what his heart is. We got to understand the heart of God. We got to understand the mind of God to be able to come into perfection. His heart is about love. His heart is about unity. His heart is about oneness. His heart is about togetherness. Bless his name. Are we speaking the same things in the body of Christ? Let each of us examine ourselves. Are we on the same accord with each other? This is the foundation to get rid of division. When we begin to speak the same things and think alike, we will get rid of division so that we can be perfectly joined together. And until we come to that point, we will never be perfectly joined together. We will never be unified the way God expects us. But it's going to take God, and it's going to take us yielding ourselves unto him. It's going to take ourselves humbling ourselves before him and say, God, I surrender all. Forgive me, and let's get together. We've got to do it. He's ready to come. Acts chapter 2, 1-2 says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. One accord in one place. And suddenly, glory be to God, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house that they were sitting. When there is togetherness and oneness, it will cause the hand of God to move suddenly. God wants to do it suddenly tonight in our lives. God wants to do it suddenly tonight in the body of Christ. God wants to move swiftly. But he's saying tonight we need a Pentecostal experience. We need a Pentecostal mindset. Glory be to God. They sat for 10 days waiting on the Spirit of God to fill that house. Bless his name. And they had the same mind. They were in tune, my God, with each other, waiting on the promise of the Holy Ghost. And because their heart shut on the host tonight, and because the car shut on the host, yes, God, and because their mind was on one accord, if they were all on one accord in one place, then God said that suddenly there came a sound. There was a sound that would take place. Hallelujah, suddenly, if we could just come together on one accord. It was of a rushing, mighty wind. It wasn't a soft sound. If you read the scripture in Acts chapter 1, Acts chapter 2, it talks about the day of Pentecost, that the sound was so loud that it blew the window open, the window fly open, because the building began to shake like an earthquake. Bless his name. And then the building began to shake and the windows flew open. There were people around this listening to them because they were speaking in unknown tongues. And they say, who are these men? I can understand what they're saying in my language. They say, they must be drunk. But Peter said, no, it's too early in the morning for us to drink any talk. Oh, glory to God. Any intoxicating thing. This is that which is spoken of by Joel the prophet. In Joel chapter 2, blessings in the promise of the Holy Ghost fell. And so God is saying tonight that I want to come steadily. I want to fill you like a mighty rushing wind. I want to fill the body of Christ. But it's going to take us to forget about ourselves. Get on one accord and let go and let God have his way. Acts chapter 4, verses 31 and 32 says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. You see the word together there? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and spent the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them that believed were of one heart. Listen to how much money, one eye and death. One heart, one spirit. Neither said they of them that ought of the things which he possessed when it was his own, but they had all things in common. What is God saying tonight? These people came together in a place to pray. They prayed so hard. They prayed so intensely that the whole place was shaken. And this even in Pentecost, this is a different occasion. They were praying so hard. The Bible said that the place began to shake where they was assembled together, because they were together and they had the same mindset. And the Bible said they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. We need to go back to those days when people used to tarry for the Holy Ghost, when people used to be on one accord and God used to fill people with the Holy Ghost. Those days are past gone because people are ready to rush home. They're ready to rush out of the presence of the Lord. They had, they said, this don't belong to me. Why? Because I feel love for my brother. They didn't see their things as their own things. Why? Because the Holy Ghost came in. And when you get filled with the Holy Ghost, it will make your mindset change. You will love right. You will see people more than you see yourself. You will reach out to people more than you reach for yourself and your own family. The Holy Ghost will make a difference in your life. If you don't have him tonight, you need to ask God, I need the Holy Ghost because I need deliverance. And that's the only way you can be delivered and talk right and walk right is by this example that we're talking about right here, bless his name tonight, it's set for the body of Christ to follow. This is not just something that was written, but God said we need to follow this pattern tonight. They were assembled together praying. They prayed until they heard from God. You got to pray until God speaks to you. Some of us, we pray, then we get right up and not ready to hear what God is saying. We got to be sensitive to hear what God says. So they heard from God. They received the gift of the Holy Ghost, which gave them the authority to speak the word of God with boldness. You can never speak the word of God with the word of God with boldness until you have the Holy Ghost. And if someone is speaking without the Holy Ghost, we got to remember Satan got some light, some people like angels of light in the house of God. Some people that have a sheep clothing, they look like sheep in wolf's clothing. They're in the house, but they don't have the Holy Ghost, but they can speak as if they have it. And so we need to be sensitive and be careful of who we're listening to and who we're speaking. They believed their souls and their hearts and souls became one. Because of this oneness, the love of God was manifested, so they decided that we would take care off and look out for each other. They shared what they had with each other. This is real unity. This is what we call oneness. This is what you call togetherness. This is what you call real love. Romans 12 and 16 says, be of the same mind toward one another. Mind what high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceit. What is God saying? Stop being high-minded. Stop being proud. Stop thinking that we are better than somebody else. Stop thinking because our position in the body of Christ, think that we got made, we got made in the shade. There is no, God don't look at titles. He's looking at the heart tonight. Glory be to God. He said, but come to send to men of low estate. He said, come down to the small man. Reach the poor and the needy. Reach those that cannot help themselves. Reach those that are destitute. Reach those that are hurting, my God, hungry, thirsty. Come down off your high horse. Come down off your title. Come down off your position and reach those that are lower than you. Oh, God, I'll shout out of a host tonight. Oh, bless your name tonight, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. And the word conceit means himself, herself, itself, themselves. When you are conceited, it's all about you, yourself, herself, himself, themselves. That's what conceited means. And we have a lot of people that are conceited right now in the church. It's all about me, my four, and no more me and my children. Once we are comfortable, then we don't even know about neighbors suffering. We don't even know about neighbors have food to eat for their children because so much conceitedness is in the body of Christ. One time ago, we used to be concerned about our neighbors, but not no more. We're scared of COVID-19. We're scared of this, and we have fear of that. But God didn't give us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. And we have power over COVID-19. We have power over fear. He gave us power and authority over all the powers of the enemy. Philippians chapter 1 and 27 says, only let your conversation be as it becomes the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit. And it's not talking about the Holy Spirit. It's talking about our spirit staying connected. Hallelujah. Don't we know that this is the hour that God is connecting your spirit with another person? He's connecting spirit with spirit to get his work done. You say, child, my spirit don't take to them. My spirit don't agree with them. We have a lot of that going on. I can't stand a child. My spirit just don't take, but I can't stand up. He says, be of one spirit. Let your spirit connect with another person. It's time for our spirits to connect with one mind, striving together for one, for the faith of the gospel. When your spirit is connected, he's saying, now with one mind, we need to strive together for the faith of the gospel. This is about the gospel. We cannot effectively bring change to the gospel if we are not on one accord. Glory to God tonight. If we are not together, if there is no unity, we can never, my God, be together, oh God, the faith. God is looking for some faith walkers that's going to preach the gospel that will break barriers, break chains, destroy yokes, and bring people together to the gospel. It's going to take the real preaching of the gospel to bring us together on one accord. The sugarcoating and, my God, compromising of the gospel has been too much in the body of Christ. Where preachers are afraid to tell it like it is. People need to know the truth and not be compromising this word, because you're going to give an account if you compromise. Say what it is, and it is what it is. If somebody don't like it, then that's your problem. You can't do nothing with that. But your job as a preacher, as an evangelist, whatever name you carry tonight, is to preach the truth, no matter how it hurts. Preach the truth. And it said, this is the time of labor and sorrow. We are in the time of labor and sorrow, and we need each other. This is the time to stand fast. Stand strong against the wiles of the devil. This is the time for us to strive together. How many know it's going to get worse? I don't know about you, but my Bible tells me that evil is going to get worse and worse, and the love of many is going to wax cold. And God is talking about love together to cause unity to come. And so this, the things that are happening is going to cause us to hate each other. It's going to cause us not to love the way we should love. It's waxing cold, not in the word, in the church too. In the home, love is waxing cold. Romans chapter 15, 5 and 6 says, now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one for one another according to Christ Jesus. Who is Christ Jesus? Christ is the anointing. Jesus is the word. So according to the anointed word of God, God is saying to life, be patient and consolation. Now the God of patience and consolation wants you to be like-minded. See, the mind is a problem in the body of Christ. That's why he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What is he saying? Let this mind be in you that is also in his anointed word. Jesus is the word. Christ is the anointed one. The anointed word. Have the mind of the Spirit. Have the mind, which is mind is the word of God. Put it in your spirit. Read it. Meditate on it day and night. Let it be your food. Eating more than you eat food. Drinking more than you drink water. Where there is division. Verse 6 says that ye may with one mind and one mouth. Listen to this carefully. Verse 6 says that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Son of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do we hear what God is saying? One mind and one mouth. When we come to praise and worship, all of our mouths should be glorifying God together. All of our mouths should have the glory of God in it. All our minds should be on one accord so that the glory of God would be heard. The glory of God would be felt. That God would be glorified. But you have some not on one accord, so you would see the difference. And you can feel the difference. Romans 12 and 10 says, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love. Honor, preferring one another. Preferring one another. Prefer the other person over yourself. Prefer that person. Love that person. The Bible says, lay down your life for your brother. Prefer each other. We got to get rid of division. Be kindly affectionate. God is looking for affection and kindness to each other. Where is it? You could find it in some people, but believe you me, there are some in the body of Christ that are not kind and they are not affectionate. They are not merciful. They don't care if you live or die because the enemy has infiltrated the body of Christ. Finally, my brethren, farewell. Be perfect. Be of good conduct. Be of good comfort. Be of one mind. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace shall be with you. God is not with us if there is no peace. Anytime you find a lot of war going on in your home and in the church, how could God be in the midst of something that is our God? How can the Spirit of God strive where there is no peace? How can the Spirit of God strive when there is no oneness, no unity of what is going on? God backs out when things like that happen. He will back out until we can get it together. And so that's why you have some churches and there's a different atmosphere, there's a different spirit, and you can't feel the anointing. Sometimes you got to question yourself, what is going on? It's because of the mindset of the people not being together. God gave us instruction through his word on how to do this. He said order in the body so that disunity and togetherness will happen. He wants us to come into perfection, to have that agape love for each other. Ephesians, and how do we do this? He gave us instruction in Ephesians 4, 11 through 16. He said he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. What is it for? Verse 12 said, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of, hallelujah, Jesus, glory to God, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. If you are in an organization or a church, you must have one of these people that is responsible for the work of God, because we have all, God has order in the church. He said the only way his body can come into perfection is by having either an apostle, he gave some a prophet, some have evangelists, some pastors, and some teachers. He said it's for us to be perfected. And for what? The work of the, this is for the work of the ministry. And see, Satan knows that if we can get this in on the inside of our mind, that we will do great exploits and we will tear down his kingdom. It's for the edifying of the, it's to edify the body of Christ. All glory to God, help us tonight. And it says, verse 13, it says, until we all come into the unity and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. God is trying to bring us into the fullness of who Jesus Christ is. He's trying to bring us into the perfection and the fullness of the anointing. It's going to take the anointing to destroy the yoke of the vision. It's going to take the anointing, hallelujah, God, to destroy the negative mentality that is in the body of Christ. Verse 14 says that we be henceforth no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine. How many of you know tonight all types of doctrines is out there teaching us all kind of lies, all kind of deception is out there? And so he said he don't want us to be tossed to and fro no more by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. People are being deceived by all these different denominations and different doctrines and different leadership, and they don't have no word. They have no word. Prophesying lies. 15 says, but speaking the truth in love, the grasp unto him, or grasp into him of all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body is joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working, hallelujah, in the measure of every part, making increase of the body until the edifying of self in love. He said all the true leadership and it's passed on to the body like the oil or run from Aaron's beard down to the end of his robe. Glory be to God. This order comes through the different gifts that he has given to us in the body of Christ, hallelujah, Jesus. And so God is saying to us that this order is set to bring us, hallelujah, tonight into perfection. It's not about us. It's for the work of the ministry. We got to remember why God brought us together in one body. It's to edify, glory to God, and exhort, hallelujah, and encourage the body of Christ. Till we all come in the unity of the same faith and the knowledge of the Son of Jesus Christ, which is the only thing that God desires from us. to remember that. He said we need not to be tossed to and fro. Don't let us get tossed to and fro, people of God, tonight. Don't let us be deceived tonight. And have some more instructions on how to get rid of division for us to come together as one, to grow up and mature. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 17 says, this I say therefore, and hallelujah tonight, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as Gentiles walk, in the vanity of your mind. We used to be Gentiles, but God says, stop walking as you did before. Stay away from that mentality. The minds are vain. He said, in the vanity, it's all about things. It's all about people. It's all about everything except God. That's the way we used to walk before we got saved. We were running after everything except God. But now we're saved. God said, don't run that way anymore. Verse 18 says, having the understanding broken, being alienated from the life of God, them because of the blindness of their heart, he is calling us from the impurity of the Gentiles, the same way he called them. And so he said, the ignorance, he said, you were once in ignorance. Now he said, get out of ignorance. Get out of blindness. We were blind before we met Jesus. We were ignorant. For being past sin, verse 19 said, who being past sinning have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness and greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ. If so be that you have heard him, he said, if you hear me, then you wouldn't be walking the way you're walking. We wouldn't be doing the things that we're doing. We wouldn't be, there wouldn't be no division to be here, Christ. There wouldn't be no heresy to be hearing. We brought a statement into the body of Christ tonight. Glory to God. Verse 21 says, if so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him, who is teaching you tonight? Is God teaching you? Is the right leadership teaching you from the word of God? I hear Evangelist Bradley talking about bringing the word of God, and that's what we do on this PMN. It's about the word of God. It's about God speaking, not that person. Bless his name. He said, as the truth is in Jesus Christ, that you put off concerning the former conversation. Put off the old man, which is going to walk according to the faithful love. Verse 23 said, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. God said, put off your old conversation. Put off the old man, which is going to walk according to our deceitful love. And be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Verse 23 said, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness, and to holy ones to put on the new man. Therefore, putting away lying, sub-lying, speak every man the truth in his neighbor, for we are members one of another, sub-lying to each other. How many of you know tonight that plenty of us in the body of Christ, we like to lie. We can't tell the truth. We cover up stuff. But he says, sub-lying to your neighbor. Sub-lying to each other. And this is not my way, but this is the word of Christ. Verse 26 says, be angry and sin not. Let not the sin go down on your wrath. These are the instructions God has given us to be together. These are the things he's telling us to get rid of so that we can get it together. We don't give place to the devil. You see what happened is a lot of us are giving place to Satan in the body of Christ because of our mindset, because of the negativity, because of our attitude. Some of us need an attitude adjustment in the body of Christ. Let him that steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hand, the things which is good that he may give to those that have need. He said, if you use to steal, stop stealing. But go get and work. Get and do a job. Work with your hand, which is good. He said, because you have to help somebody that has a need. He said, you're doing this to help somebody else. But a lot of us working to pay our bills. A lot of us working to take care of our children. A lot of us working for children education. A lot of others, we're working for a lot of things except to help somebody else. But the word of God says that you may have to give to him that have a need. So God is saying tonight is not all about us, because he already tells us the greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as you love yourself. And now he's telling us, go and get a job that you may give for that person to have a need. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. All glory to God tonight. But that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers. He says, get rid of the conversation, the corrupt conversation. If you use the cuss, stop cussing. If you use foul language, stop using it. Whatever that defiles your mouth, coming out of your mouth, defiles you. He said, get rid of it tonight. How many of you can know tonight that a lot of us in the body of Christ said, yes, need to be delivered? And God is speaking tonight. He said, what's your conversation? What's how you're speaking? With your mouth, glory to God. Your mouth was made to praise God and to edify the body of Christ. So he said that you may minister grace to the hearers. Then you speak into the ears of people. Let it be with grace. Let them feel happy. Turn somebody's life around by the way you speak and what is coming out of your mouth in this last hour. And it says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of redemption. Bless his name. He said, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. This is the key for this unity to come. All of these things God mentioned, he said, get rid of it. Bitterness. You have a lot of bitter people in the body of Christ. Wrath and anger. Still angry with somebody. Be kindly and affectionate one to another. Tender hearted. Within you, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. And so if God can forgive us, who are we not to forgive anybody that has hurt us, that has harmed us, that has done us wrong? Who are we to hold on somebody because they do us wrong? What if God said, what you do, I cannot forgive you? Where would we be tonight if he didn't forgive us? Where would we be if Jesus didn't love us? Where would we be if he did not care? 1 Corinthians 12 shows that every believer has a member of the body with a ministry in them, but it's just one body. They can't say that I don't reason or think because we carry titles and our positions that we are better than the one who is sweeping the floor or cleaning the bathroom. Many times these kind of people are overlooked and not recognized. We recognize those that are in the pulpit in the forefront and who doing this and that. But a little man, the devil said, I would rather be a doorkeeper. Someone may just be a security guard. But do we honor that person? Do we recognize them and say, hey, come up here, you're doing a good job. Let me just bless you. Because we overlook. There are many members, but there's only one body. And he said, give recognition and honor to even the little person that this thing is a good body. Everything don't mean nothing to God. We can have cliques and groups and show favoritism in his body. This is called division. And I'm stopping here tonight, blessing him, and we can lose focus on why he chose us to be a part of his body. Why, glory to God, why are you in the body of Christ? Have you ever thought about it? God, why am I here? What you saying me for? What is my job description? What do you all have? Shut up. What would you have me to do, God? What hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. What it is that you need me to do, Father? We are nothing but servants. Paul said, I am a servant. We need the mind of a servant. We need the attitude of a servant. Glory be to God. Hallelujah tonight. Glory to God on tonight. God is trying to shake and shift the body of Christ until we all come into the unity of faith, of the faith, until we all come up on one accord. And Father, I declare tonight this word, God, don't fall in deaf ear. I declare tonight, if there be any division over this life tonight, God, that we will go and get it right because we are stronger. Hallelujah. We are much better together. Father, God, wherever there's problems in the homes and problems on the job, any ministry on this line tonight, where the members are giving the pastors headache, oh, glory to God, and the leadership headache, God. Oh, God, give the leaders strength tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, we bind and rebuild the spirit of division. We cast down and destroy every spirit of division in the name of Jesus. We cancel your plans from over our homes and over the ministries and over the marriages, over our children's lives, glory to God. God, all of the government bomb, we need you, Lord God, tonight. Oh, shut out of a host. We can't put the plan Satan on tonight. We destroy the works of darkness tonight. We down now. Even God touching the agreement with me tonight, because God is speaking blessings to him. God is saying it's time for us to come together like we have never done before in the name of Jesus. And so tonight, as I'm finished with this word, I have examined myself. And I said, God, fix me if I'm not right. Do a work in me if I'm not right. Glory be to God, because when you ministering and when you preaching, the word hits you first, and you got to clean it up. And so tonight, as I'm done tonight, any one of you on this line, and you need prayer, and you need someone to stand in agreement with you, and God is speaking to your heart today, tonight, or wherever you are. And God is knocking at the door of your heart. Glory be to God, and said, it's time for a change. It's time for deliverance. It's time to turn it around. It's time to make full proof of your ministry. It's time to give me a chance in your life. It's time to stand still and watch me. It's time to lay it all on the altar. It's time for me to work. Glory to God tonight. If you're here tonight, you may press *6 and you may come over. Because I believe that this word is released tonight for each and every one of us. There's somewhere, somehow, in each of us, God wants to do a work, and He wants us to make a difference in this last hour, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. As the woman of God is saying, anyone that desires prayer tonight, you can just press *6. Just press *6 and come over. Glory to God. We don't want to miss this moment. We don't want to miss this time. Glory to God. So if there's anyone tonight that desires prayer, just press *6, and the woman of God will touch and agree with you on tonight. Anyone. *6, anyone tonight. Glory to God. Anyone tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So much has been said on tonight. Glory to God, woman of God. Even as the word was coming forth, you said that you had examined yourself by the word. And I'm telling you, as the word was going forth, I was examining myself. My God. My God. Hallelujah. Glory to my God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. Anyone tonight.
Oh my God. When we think we got it all together.
Anyone tonight. Jesus. Just press *6.
Hallelujah.
*6. Glory to God. Amen. Woo. We give God praise on tonight for this word. This word on tonight, oneness in the body of Christ. Glory to God. The woman of God just began to show us all of those things that keep us apart, all of those things that come into play. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Show us how these things keep us divided as the body. Glory to God. But then she comes along on tonight and shows us those things that we need to do. Those things that we need to do that will foster unity in the body. And we bless God on tonight for this word. We bless him. Glory to God, as they say, it was tight, but it was right. Glory to God. We much rather get it right here, people of God, than to stand before the Lord on that great day. Glory be to God. And he say, unto us. Depart from me. Your works were of iniquity. Amen. But we give God thanks and praise on tonight. Glory to God, for this word has come to help us to look within. Look within, glory to God, to see, glory to God, to see where we are, to see where we stand. Glory to God. Are we standing in unity, or are we standing in division? Glory to God. Are we contributing to division? As the woman of God said and showed us tonight, division is a demon. Yes, 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 yes. It's a demon that set out to nullify, glory to God, to bring division in everything and anything, glory to God, oh my God, glory to God, those things of the kingdom, glory to God. But people of God, we got to be unified on tonight. And yes, yes, as the man of God is saying, we are better together. And we give God thanks and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. I don't know about you people of God, but I'm ready to receive the suddenly. The woman of God talked about the suddenly and how God is ready, how he's prepared to do a suddenly in your lives, in our lives on tonight. We want to be in position. We want to be ready. Glory to God. We want to be ready for the suddenly. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Again, for this word, as always, so much has been said, people of God, and we dare not go back to the, amen, all of the high points, because there are just so many. But it, all of this, people of God, as the scripture declares, line upon line, precept upon precept, the scripture declares, here a little, there a little. And we thank God, amen, for what he has given us here on the PNN on tonight. Perhaps, glory to God, there were some things that were said even in your services on yesterday, glory to God, that connects with this word today. Amen. Glory to God. And that's how the Lord does it. He wants us to see the bigger picture. Glory to God. He wants us to see what's within us. Glory to God. What's holding us back? What's keeping us derailed? Amen. What's keeping us, people of God, distracted? But we thank God for this word on tonight. We thank God for his presence. We thank God for his precious Holy Ghost on tonight, glory to God, in the person of his expression within us. Amen. As the scripture declares, Christ in us, the hope of glory. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. I tell you, the more I'm talking about it, the more I'm getting excited. Glory to God. But we're going to bring it back in. Amen. But that's what the word does for us. Glory to God. When we hear it, when this word is come, when this word is true, glory to God, listen, people of God, it begins to correct things. It begins to, right there as we're hearing it, it begins to correct things. It begins to make the crooked places straight. Amen. So we thank God. And I get excited. Glory to God, I just start getting excited all over again, even as the word was coming forth, just excited on tonight. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord tonight, amen, Jesus, for you, woman of God. Amen. No one has come for prayer on tonight, but we do pray, people of God, that you get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. It is vital. Get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Get it, get it, get it. Listen to it again. Listen to it again. And let it get in your spirit. You know, you hear it, but we want it to rest and resonate in our spirit. Glory to God. So tonight, people of God, we give you two numbers. And the first number that you can dial on tonight is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Also tonight, you can dial 229-529-0914. Again, that's 229-529-0914. Also, people of God, those of you that are listening internationally, you can get a copy as well. You can contact us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. for Glory to God. And then again, those of you that would like to get a copy and you just listening, as we say, locally, you can certainly text, amen, that 678 number. And people of God, we'll do all that we can, as best as we can, to get it to you as quickly as possible. Amen. So again, we thank God tonight for this word. We thank him again for you, woman of God. May the Lord God bless you real good. And we pray on tonight, Lord to God, we pray on tonight that the Lord would bless you, that the Lord would keep you on tonight, that he would cause his face to shine upon you. In the precious name of Jesus, we do pray that he blesses your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. We pray on tonight that the Lord would touch you from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. We pray that he would restore virtue unto you on tonight. We pray, glory to God, even for the days and for the months and the years ahead. We pray on tonight that the Lord God, glory to God, that his anointing would rest upon you. Glory to God. His anointing that would rest, that yoke-breaking anointing in the precious name of Jesus. And we give God thanks. Ha, Father, we give you praise on tonight. Thank you for your servant. Thank you, glory to God, for looking, glory to God, upon her every need, upon her every desire. Father, we're asking tonight, even as she has delivered this word, we're asking tonight that you, glory to God, fall. Hey, Moshe. Oh, God, that you on tonight will cause us suddenly, suddenly to fall in her life on tonight. And we thank you for the suddenly on tonight. We thank you for the shaking on tonight. We thank you, glory be to God. Father, we thank you tonight for all that you've done. We thank you for your choice word. We thank you for your choice anointing on tonight. Father, we're asking tonight, glory be to God, that you will cover your servant. Cover her in your shed blood. Cover her, oh God. Cover her tonight. Glory to God. Cover tonight, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Cause your ring of fire to be about her, oh God. Cause your ring of fire, glory to God, to be above her and beneath her, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. And for this, we give you thanks. And for this, we do give you praise. We do give you honor. We give you glory on tonight for all that you've done and for all that you've said. Glory to God. And somebody tonight, help us tonight and say amen, amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woman of God, again, we thank God for you. Thank you for availing yourself in the service of the Lord. We thank you tonight. Thank you, glory to God, for allowing the Lord to use you. Glory to God. And at this time, we're going to turn the platform back over to you for final marks and for the blessing and dismissal of the line. God bless you, woman of God.
Amen, amen. Bless you, evangelist, and your sin and prayer warriors and your advisors and every one of you from everywhere, the nation, wherever you are tonight. I'm blessed tonight to be a part of this work that the Lord is doing in the earth, part of this CNN that the Lord has established for his word to go forth, for his glory to be in the earth. Bless his name. And I just want to encourage us on tonight as the word goes to you, it comes to me also. Bless his name. And he said, if you think you are standing, take heed, lest you fall. So when we think we have it all together and we think that we are where we should be, then he said, you just might fall from where you are. And so he's telling us this night that if ever a time we need to come together, it has to be now. It has to be. There has to be. And, you know, if you look at the kingdom of Satan, and I study the kingdom of Satan, there is no division. You watch the witches and the warlocks and all of those people out there. They stick together no matter what. If they have an odd, they try to make it up to each other, come together. And so God is saying to us in the body of Christ, we're gonna go through some things. We're gonna go through probably fighting and all that. But don't let the sun go down on your wrath. Don't let it linger. Make it right, because if we die in that state, it's not going to be pretty. And so this is the time of examination, this is the time to really step back and ask God to deliver me. You are the porter. I say my daily prayer is, God, make me over again. Clean me up every day is my daily prayer, because none of us have it together. We all have sinned, and we have all come short of the glory of God. He said, there is not a just man upon this earth that doeth good and sinneth not. There's no one, I don't care which title you carry, there's not a just man on this earth that doeth good and you don't sin. That's what the Bible says. And so we got to stick with the word of God. Sometimes it comes easy, sometimes it comes sharp, sometimes it comes smooth, sometimes it comes pretty, sometimes make you feel good, sometimes make you feel bad. Ouch, hurt, fuck your throat. But every word of God is true, and we need every word of God, which is pure. And so let us take heed to what God is saying in this hour, because he's saying, come together. His desire is for us to be together. His desire is for us to build his kingdom, and we can only do it in love and unity. And so you be blessed tonight, and let us pray. Father, we thank you for this prayer line. We thank you for the woman of God. We thank you for every listening ear tonight. We pray, oh God, that your word had not fallen on deaf ear, but God, that this word has come for a self-examination, that we may know what you are saying, what your heart desires for your body. Your heart desires for us as your people is to come in one accord, God, that you may move in the midst of us. Hallelujah. Oh, Shatarabahaya, by your spirit, oh God. We want to thank you, God, for tonight, for sending angels to war on behalf of your people. Tonight, God, that you would bind us together with cords of love that will not be broken, that you would release angels with flaming sword of fire to fight for every home represented here tonight. Cover every one of us with the blood of Jesus, our homes and vehicles, ministries, marriages, hallelujah, our children, grandchildren, our family members, cover with the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, we need to stay under the blood, because the warfare, hallelujah, the warfare has intensified. And so, God, we need your hedge of protection. We declare Psalms 91 over this line tonight, a hedge of protection. And, Father, we do give you thanks and we do give you glory until, God, we come together again to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the churches. May you go before us and keep us. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
Amen, amen. God bless you again, people of God. That does conclude tonight's broadcast. Again, we want to encourage you to go ahead and get those requests in so that we can get them out to you quickly. We want you to hear the word. We want you to listen to it again. We want you to listen until it settles in your spirit and in your heart. God bless you tonight, people of God. We do love you again. We appreciate you, and we look to see you on tomorrow night. Blessings to each of you.
Goodbye.